जय राधा मदाभा कुंज बिहारी, मदाभा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा मदाभा कुंज बिहारी, मदाभा जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिभर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिभर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बन छारी, जमुना तीरा बन छारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश श्रीमाधि सेवाई ग्रैसैसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश श्रीमाधि सेवाई ग्रैस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराशिमं भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमनंदे, ओ ग्लोरी सुदे असेंबो देवोतिस, ओ ग्लोरी सुदे असेंबो देवोतिस, ओ ग्लोरी सुदे असेंबो देवोतिस, ओ ग्लोरी सु शिशिगुरु वंशिगुरंग, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ग्रीटिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 द समन बोनम चैप्टर 22. Krishna steals the garments of the unmarried gopis. Text number 8.
Bhagavanstad abhipretya Krishna yogeshwareshwara Vajasyar abritastatra Gatastat karmasi dhaje Bhagavanstat abhipretya Krishna yogeshwareshwara Vajasyar abritastatra Gatastat karmasi dhaje Bhagavan stat abhi pretya Krishna yogeshware swaraha Bhajasyair abritas tatra Gatastat karmasi dhaye.
Please chant.
Bhagavanstat abhipretya Krishna yogeshwareshwaraha Bhajasyair avritastatra Gatastat karmasi dhaye. Bhagavanstat abhipretya Krishna yogeshwareshwaraha Bhajasyair avritastatra Gatastat karmasiddhaye Bhagavan.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tat, that,
abhipretya,
seeing Krishnaha, Lord Krishna,
Yoga Ishvara Ishvaraha,
the master of all masters of mystic power.
Bhajasyai,
by young companions,
Avritaha,
surrounded,
Tatra,
there,
Gataha,
went, Tat, of those girls,
Karma,
the ritualistic activities,
Siddhaye,
for assuring the result. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all mystic yoga, was aware of what the gopis were doing, and thus He went there, surrounded by His young companions, to award the gopis the perfection of their endeavor.
Purport.
As the master of all mystic power, Lord Krishna could easily understand the desires of the gopis, and He could also fulfill them. The gopis, like all young girls from respectable families, considered the embarrassment of appearing naked before a young boy to be worse than giving up their lives. Yet Lord Krishna made them come out of the water and bow down to Him. Although the bodily forms of the gopis were fully developed, and although Krishna met them in a secluded place and brought them fully under His control, because the Lord is completely transcendental, there was no trace of material desire in His mind. Lord Krishna is the ocean of transcendental bliss, and He wanted to share His bliss with the gopis on the spiritual platform, completely free of ordinary lust. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the companions of Krishna mentioned here were mere toddlers, 2 or 3 years old. They were completely naked and were unaware of the difference between male and female. When Krishna went out to herd the cows, they followed Him because they were so attached to Him that they could not bear to be without His association. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasayavatale Srimati Ramabhava Swami. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasayavatale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse. Krishna is the master of all yoga. That means he's omniscient. That means he can fulfill each of the desires of the gopis, of each gopi. He was capable of stealing the clothing of all the gopis who had left their clothing within his sight. He was capable of bringing those gopis who had decided to give up their lives out of embarrassment out of the water and make them each pay him respects. So, though he has brought them under control, even though they were determined to keep their bodies secret, he could still refrain from enjoying with them. This is the import of the word Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. No? Krishna was surrounded by friends who were younger boys. This is understood from other sources. These boys were about 2 or 3 years old, who could not distinguish between man and woman, and went about naked. They could not separate themselves from Krishna even while he went out herding the cows. Krama Dipka says, he was surrounded by babies who spoke in broken language, who wore tiger claws around their necks, who were bound with jingling with bells around the waist and had fat thighs. The Vaishnava Toshani, quoting from the Gautamiya Tantra, lists the names of the boys: Dama, Sudama, Vasudama, and Kinkini. They were the very personification of Krishna's heart. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, Krishna is he who is worshipped by those who have obtained perfections like omniscience. He is also naturally endowed with all powers like omniscience as Bhagavan. Thus, he knew their vow was dedicated to him. This could be inferred also from their songs about him. His name indicates his attraction to their sweet actions filled with prema for him. It also shows his powers to bestow all results. More than worship of the of devatas by stealing their clothing at the same time. This was because it was Krishna, famous for such qualities. He was surrounded by some very young friends. They were very close: Dama, Sudama, Vasudama, and Kinkini. It is said in the Gautamiya Tantra: Dama, Sudama, Vasudama, Kinkini, Ganda, Pushpakaha, Antakarana, Rupas, Te Krishnasya, Parikirtitaha. Atma vedai naiva puja yata krishna tataiva te. Dama, Sudama, Vasudama, Kinkini, and Pushpaka are famous as Krishna's heart. They are to be worshipped just like Krishna, since they are none different from him. They're like his antakarana, his buddhi, ahankara, chitta, and manas. They surround him in order to joke and have fun. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments also. He became aware of their vow to Katayani for having him as their husband. But this was not directly revealed to him by them, as they were to be worshipped, as they were to be worshipped by the person who is the cleverest in dealings. He inferred their vow by their actions. He could know what was difficult to know because he was Bhagavan, omniscient and omnipotent. He came there because he was the king of Rasikas, Krishna, attractive to everyone. He came surrounded by friends in order to quickly seize all at once all the various pieces of clothes of the many girls. But the boys were not brothers of the girls. There is a little more entrance into the pastime from Srila Kavi Karnapura. So I read also from there. So yesterday we read a little bit from this book, Ananda Vrindavan Champu. This is chapter 12, the chapter that narrates the stealing of the garments of the gopis. And we went all the way until the gopis concluded their vrata for 1 month, and they were very happily, they performed this ritualistic bath that is performed at the end of all sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices. This ritualistic bath is called Abhabhrita Snana. And they were super happy and jubilant and in a very playful mood. So they call for Srimati Radharani and some of the main gopis, and they enter into the Yamuna River to bathe, to perform this ceremonial bathing, and they were very playful, playing in the waters. And the system, here's what Prabhupada saying of that bathing, of that, again, it is an old system among Indian girls and women that when they take bath in the river, they place their garments on the bank and dip into the water completely naked. The portion of the rivers where the girls and women take bath was strictly prohibited to any male. And this is still the system. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing the mind of the unmarried young gopis, awarded them with their desired objective. They have prayed for Krishna to become their husband, and Krishna wanted to fulfill their desires. So Krishna, knowing this, then he separated himself from his friends who were taking the cows into the forest, and with a group of very, very, very young boys, with, you know, you can see that very young boys with fat thighs, you know, and naked, a little belt made with little bells, they follow him. So he took them with him, and they were going to assist him in his pastime, stealing the garments of the gopis. So there we are. So the gopis are in the river, taking bath and playing. And so I start from here. Following the local custom, they bathed naked in the Yamuna. Elated and enthused, the gopis joyfully push and squeeze each other. Basking under the warm rays of the sun, they were oblivious to the cold water. The blissful gopis created a captivating scene as they lost themselves in the fun of the water sporting. Meanwhile, according to the previous day's plan, the young cowherd boys walked towards the pasture. Hearing them approaching, the forest birds excitedly flew into the sky. Though Krishna is very strong, he is conquered by the intense love of his dear friends like Balaram. Although he is independent, Krishna became controlled by the pure love of the gopis and thus move in their direction. The prema of the young gopis reached perfection because it had the desire to give bliss to Krishna as its only goal. In order to dispel the pain of their longing, Vrindavan Chandra, the master of all mystic yoga, showered nectar from his flute. Taking the qualities of the young girls as his necklace, Krishna left the happiness of herding the cows and playing with his intimate friends. He went to perform pastimes with the gopis in order to make the bud of their hearts, prema, blossom into a flower. The gopis' cherished desire to meet Krishna has been steadily growing throughout the year. Leaving the company of Balaram and the older boys, Krishna took some of his young friends and went to enjoy with the gopis. These blissful boys had a spotless character and beautiful forms that resembled toy dolls. Secretly and unseen, Krishna arrived amidst the gopis. He wanted to award the gopis the fruit of their endeavor and at the same time relish a place for pastime. So I'll leave there because we're going to hear more as the chapter goes on. But the beautiful exchange of love and Krishna's reciprocation with the gopis is so beautifully narrated in these pastimes of the Srimad Bhagavatam and also by Vaishnavacharyas. The way Krishna becomes controlled by the gopis, and the way Krishna also controlled the gopis. Although it was tremendously embarrassing, nevertheless, Krishna reciprocating with the desire to become their husband, then that was the act that fulfilled that desire. I like to read also from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Lord Chaitanya himself is explaining about this. I think someone's at the door. No. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining this reciprocation of love between the gopis and Krishna, and also how special it is and the quality of that reciprocation, that love. So this is from the Adi Lila, chapter 4. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. The love of the gopis is called Rudra Bhava. It is pure and spotless. It is not at any time lost. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As already explained, the position of the gopis in their loving dealings with Krishna is transcendental. Their emotion is called Rudra Bhava. Although it is apparently like mundane sex, one should not confuse it with mundane sexual love, for it is pure and unadulterated love of Godhead. Translation. The pure love of the gopis has become celebrated by the name lust. The dear devotees of the Lord, headed by Sri Uddhava, desire to taste that love. This verse is from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.2.285. Lust and love have different characteristics, just as iron and gold have different natures, purport by Srila Prabhupada. One should try to discriminate between sexual love and pure love, for they belong to different categories, with a gulf of difference between them. They are as different from one another as iron is from gold. Translation. The desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust, but the desire to please the senses of Krishna is prema, love. Prabhupada's purport. The revealed scriptures describe pure love as follows. Sarvata dvansa rahitam satyapin dvansakarane yat babhavandana juno sa prema parikirtitaha. Quote, if there is an ample reason for the dissolution of a conjugal relationship, and yet such dissolution does not take place, such a relationship of intimate love is called pure. I read that again, it's very interesting. If there is ample reason for dissolution of a conjugal relationship, and yet such a dissolution does not take place, such relationships of intimate love is called pure. End of quote. The predominated gopis were bound to Krishna in such pure love. For them, there was no question of sexual love based on sense gratification. The only engagement in life was to see Krishna happy in all respects, regardless of their own personal interests. They dedicated their souls only for the satisfaction of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. There was not the slightest tinge of sexual love between the gopis and Krishna. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita asserts with authority that sexual love is a matter of personal sense enjoyment. All the regulated principles of the Vedas pertaining to desire for popularity, fatherhood, wealth, and so on are different phases of sense gratification. Acts of sense gratification may be performed under the cover of public welfare, nationalism, religion, altruism, ethical code, biblical code, health directive, fruitive action, bashfulness, tolerance, personal comfort, liberation from material bondage, progress, family affection, or fear of social ostracism. How do you say that? Ostracism, or legal punishment. But all these categories are different subdivisions of one substance, sense gratification. All such good acts are performed basically for one's own sense gratification, for no one can sacrifice his personal interests while discharging these much advertised moral and religious principles. But above all, this is a transcendental stage in which one feels himself to be only an eternal servitor of Krishna, the absolute personality of Godhead. All acts performed in this sense of servitude are called pure love of God because they are performed for the absolute sense gratification of Sri Krishna. However, any act performed for the purpose of enjoying its fruits or results is an act of sense gratification. Such actions are visible sometimes in gross and sometimes in subtle forms. Translation. The object of lust is only the enjoyment of one's own senses, but love caters to the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, and thus it is very powerful. Translation. Social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, fruitive actions, shyness, patience, bodily pleasures, self-gratification, and the path of Vanashram Dharma, which is difficult to give up, the gopis have forsaken all these, as well as their own relative and their punishment and scolding, for the sake of serving Lord Krishna. They render loving service to him for the sake of his enjoyment. Translation. That is called firm attachment to Lord Krishna. It is spotlessly pure, like a clean cloth that has no stain. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita advises everyone to give up all engagements of sense gratification and, like the gopis, dovetail oneself entirely with the will of the Supreme Lord. That is the ultimate instruction of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. We should be prepared to do anything and everything to please the Lord, even at the risk of violating the Vedic principles or ethical laws. That is the standard of love of Godhead. Such activities in pure love of Godhead are as spotless as white linen that has been completely washed. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur warns us in this connection that we should not mistakenly think that the idea of giving up everything implies the renunciation of duties necessary in relationship to the body and mind. Even such duties are not sense gratification if they are undertaken in the spirit of service to Krishna. Translation. Therefore, lust and love are quite different. Lust is like a dense darkness, but love is like a bright sun. It's like the bright sun. Translation. Thus, there is not the slightest stain of lust in the gopis' love. Their relationship with Krishna is only for the sake of his enjoyment. Translation. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breast, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only on you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet may be wounded by the pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. This text from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.31.91 was spoken by the gopis when Krishna left them in the midst of the Rasa Lila. Translation. The gopis do not care for their own pleasure and pains. All their physical and mental activities are directed towards offering enjoyment to Lord Krishna. Translation. They renounce everything for Krishna. They have pure attachment to giving Krishna's pleasure. Translation. Oh, my beloved gopis, you have renounced social customs, scriptural injunctions, and your relative for my sake. I disappear behind you only to increase your concentration upon me. Since I disappear from your benefit, since I disappear for your benefit, you should not be displeased with me. This text from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-21 was spoken by Lord Krishna when he returned to the arena of the Rasa Lila. Translation. Lord Krishna has promised from before to reciprocate with his devotees according to the way they worship him. Translation quotes from Bhagavad Gita verse. In whatever way my devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. Purport. Krishna was never ungrateful to the gopis, for he declares to Arjuna in this verse from the Bhagavad Gita 4:11, he reciprocates with his devotees in proportion to the transcendental loving service they render unto him. Everyone follows the path that leads toward him, but there are different degrees of progress on that path, and the Lord is realized in proportion to one's advancement. The path is one, but the progress in approaching the ultimate goal is different, and therefore the proportion of realization of this goal, namely the absolute personality of Godhead, is also different. The gopis obtain the highest goal, and Lord Chaitanya affirmed that there is no method of worshiping God higher than that followed by the gopis. Translation. That promise has been broken by the worship of the gopis, as Lord Krishna himself admits. Translation. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even within a lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. This verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-22. Was spoken by Sri Krishna himself when he returned to the gopis upon hearing their song of separation. Translation. Now, whatever affection we see the gopis show from their own bodies, know it for certain to be only for the sake of Lord Krishna. Purport. The selfless love of Godhead exhibited by the gopis cannot have any parallel. We should not therefore misunderstand the carefulness of the gopis in their personal decoration. The gopis dress themselves as beautifully as possible just to make Krishna happy by seeing them. They have no ulterior desires. They dedicated their bodies and everything they possessed to the service of Sri Krishna, taking it for granted that their bodies were meant for his enjoyment. They dressed themselves with the understanding that Krishna will be happy by seeing and touching them. Translation. The gopis think, I offer this body to Lord Krishna. He is its owner and it brings him enjoyment. Krishna finds joy in seeing and touching this body. End of quote. It is for this reason that they cleanse and decorate their bodies. Translation. O Arjuna, there are no greater receptacles of deep love for me than the gopis, who cleanse and decorate their bodies because they consider them mine. This verse was spoken by Lord Krishna in the Adi Purana. Translation. There is another wonderful feature of the emotion of the gopis. Its power is beyond the comprehension of intelligence. When the gopis see Lord Krishna, they derive unbounded bliss, although they have no desire for such pleasure. The gopis taste a pleasure 10 million times greater than the pleasure that Lord Krishna derived from seeing them. Purport. The wonderful characteristics of the gopis are beyond imagination. They have no desire for personal satisfaction, yet when Krishna is happy by seeing them, the happiness of Krishna makes the gopis a million times more happy than Krishna himself. Translation: the gopis have no inclination for their own enjoyment, and yet their joy increases. That is indeed a contradiction. For this contradiction, I see only one solution. The joy of the gopis lies on the joy of their beloved Krishna. Purport. The situation of the gopis is perplexing, for although they did not want personal happiness, it was imposed upon them. The solution to this perplexity is that Sri Krishna's sense of happiness is limited by the happiness of the gopis. Devotees at Vrindavan therefore try to serve the gopis, namely Radharani and her associates. If one gains the favor of the gopis, he easily gains the favor of Krishna, because on the recommendation of the gopis, Krishna at once accepts the service of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya therefore wanted to please the gopis instead of Krishna, but his contemporaries misunderstood him, and for this reason, Lord Chaitanya renounced the order of a householder life and became a sannyasi. Translation: when Lord Krishna sees the gopis, his joy increases and his unparalleled sweetness increases also. The gopis think, quote, "Krishna has obtained so much pleasure by seeing me," end of quote. That thought increases the fullness and beauty of their faces and bodies. The beauty of Lord Krishna increases at the size of the beauty of the gopis. And the more the gopis see Lord Krishna's beauty, the more their beauty increases. In this way, a competition takes place between them in which no one acknowledges defeat. Krishna, however, derives pleasure from the beauty and good qualities of the gopis, and when the gopis see his pleasure, the joy of the gopis increases. Therefore, we find that the joy of the gopis nourishes the joy of Lord Krishna. For that reason, the fault of loss is not present in their love. Purport. By looking at the beautiful gopis, Krishna becomes enlivened, and this enlivens the gopis, whose youthful faces and bodies blossom. This competition of increasing beauty between Krishna and the gopis, which is without limitation, is so delicate that sometimes mundane moralists mistake these dealings to be purely amorous. But these affairs are not at all mundane, because the gopis' intense desire to satisfy Krishna surcharges the entire scene with pure love of Godhead, which is not with not a spot of sexual indulgence. Translation: I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis, who mount the roofs of their places and meet him on the path with 100 manners of dancing, glances and gentle smiles. The corner of his eyes wanders like large black bees around the gopi's breast. This statement appears in the Keshava Ashtaka of the Stavamala compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anyway, it keeps going. It's very beautiful. Let me see how much I'm going to read. Well, I keep reading for 5 more minutes and then we stop. There's another natural symptom of the gopi's love that shows it to be without a trace of lust. The love of the gopis nourishes the sweetness of Lord Krishna. That sweetness in turn increases their love, for they are greatly satisfied. The happiness of the abode of love is the happiness of the object of that love. This is not a relationship of desire for personal gratification. Whenever there is unselfish love, that is its style. The reservoir of love derives pleasure when the lovable object is pleased. When the pleasure of love interferes with the service of Lord Krishna, the devotees become angry towards such ecstasy. Purport. As mentioned above, the gopis are predominated lovers, and Sri Krishna is the predominator, the beloved. The love of the predominated nourishes the love of the predominator. The gopis have no desire for selfish enjoyment. Their feeling of happiness was indirect, for it was dependent on the pleasure of Krishna. Causeless love of Godhead is always so. Such pure love is possible only when the predominated is made happy by the happiness of the predominator. Such unadulterated love is exemplified when the lover deprecates her happiness if he hinders her from discharging her service. Sri Daruka did not relish his ecstatic feeling of love, for they caused his limbs to become stone and thus obstructed the service of fanning Lord Krishna. Purport. This is a verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.262. Translation. The lotus-eyed Radharani powerfully condemned the ecstatic love that caused a flow of tears that hinder her sight of Govinda. This verse also from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.354. Furthermore, pure devotees never forsake the loving service of Lord Krishna to aspire for their own personal pleasure through the 5 kinds of liberation. Purport. A pure devotee of Krishna who loves him exclusively will flatly refuse to accept any source of liberation, beginning from merging with the body of the Lord and extending to other varieties of liberation, such as equality of form, opulence or abode, and the opulence of living near the Lord. And I finish with this one. Just as celestial waters of the Ganges flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their minds comes to me who resides in the hearts of all. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Any comments or questions? Okay, should we finish? Thank you so much. Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaura Premanandi.